As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. As always, you know I'm happy to be here and be given the opportunity for us to have a conversation that can make a difference, not only now, but in the future. We're looking forward to setting the stage for our conversations and this show to be a new way of us communicating to make sure that our voices are heard loud and clear. As always, I'm going to allow people an opportunity to get on the show. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back to get the show started and have us an opportunity to talk about the things that matter, not only today, but forever.
There was a time I knew that no matter come what may, love would prevail. And then, inside the dreams I knew, came the question love is fear, can true love fail? And I would miss the child of wish, and haven't I sung to you of the knight in armor bright, faithful and true to you, darling? After all, I will be the one to hold you in my arms.
Eastern Time. We're here so that your voice can be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It's important that we use this new medium in order to make sure that people know that we are here to stay and we have something to say. Today, I want us to have a very honest conversation and one that will allow us to truly see for ourselves what we believe and feel about one of the most important partnerships there is in existence. Being that this month was the History of Women's Month, and we need to understand that facet of African-American women or women of color and the value that they bring to our lives, we need to discuss the stereotypes that try to suggest that they are not who they actually are, and they don't hold the position that they should hold, are required to hold in terms of our spiritual beliefs. And so it's important that we be honest in our conversations so that we can debunk some of the thoughts that are out there in regards to who these women are. You know, and sometimes a stereotype is true, but the twist that it has on it gives it a negative thought. And I'm going to say that because it is believed or stated that African-American women are too strong and they're angry. And over my lifetime, I've interacted with a lot of African-American women, and I don't necessarily see the anger that people talk about that is apparent in their everyday walk. What I do see is a woman who's not going to tolerate nonsense. And I don't have a problem with women being strong enough and wise enough not to tolerate nonsense. And I just go back to my mother, who I appreciate and who gave me a lot of the values and strengths that I have, and who was able to raise me to be the man that I am, despite that she did it as a single woman. And she showed a lot of love and compassion throughout our days together, but was not going to be diminished in her home by her husband or her son. So the strength she had to make sure her household ran properly was something that allowed me to grow up to be a decent and upstanding individual. I learned how to respect women. I learned how to respect manhood. And I learned how to be a decent father. So I think that some of the stereotypes that try to suggest that the African-American woman is strong is not a negative. And I find that African-American women can be just as girly girl as they want to be and still be capable of upholding their end of the bargain when it comes to making their family strong and be able to step up when need be. So I think that's a positive thing, and I look forward to the fact there will be an African-American woman in my life at some point who will have my back. You cannot have somebody weak when it comes, when you find yourself needing some support. Okay, Dee, I'm going to go to you first and just ask you what is it you think about the negative stereotypes that exist related to women of color?
Well, good evening, everybody, and good evening, James. And I appreciate the show, but look, man, I think we cover that, but you know, we got a lot of work to do as a people, because you know that we are under fire. We are under fire by this new element of warfare socially, and so. Wherever you want to start at, we can start at, because we got a lot of ground to cover. All right, so back to your question. You know, we touched on that that a month ago when we said that it's pretty obvious for the longest time that they have been threatened by our abilities. And the premise is for them to degrade us in the hope that they can get somebody to believe what it is that they're saying about us. Now, Maxine Waters yesterday smacked the boy back in the face. the radio host, she smacked him back in the face by saying the words that I'm a strong black woman and this, that, and the other. Now, you asked the question about why is it that a society want to portray a strong black woman as being angry. Well, let me, you know, I'm good for upsetting the apple cart because I shoot straight from the hip and I don't pull no punches. And one of the reasons that a black woman might be portrayed as angry is because the black man haven't found his footing and have not found a way to stand up on his own to be the man, to be the man. So in a lot of cases, the black woman has to be the man and the mama and the mother and the woman. So when you look at this across the board for a couple of generations, hey, I would be mad as hell too. If a man want to claim that he's a man, but then he buckles at the first sight of adversity and runs off and leave her and the kids, and then want to shut on paying the bills, I'll be pretty daggum angry too. But that's an inside issue that we as a community, as our own community, have to learn to fix. But that is how she has been portrayed, because she's had to be strong. He's had to be have the backbone, and the black woman always got your back, black man. I can prove it. And going back to the O.J. Simpson trial and case, everybody in the world probably thought O.J. was guilty, except whom? The black woman. She stood by him regardless, even his ex-wife, and he left her for a white woman, and the implication was that he killed a white woman. But still, she stood by that boy to say that O.J. did not do that. So there is some history behind how the black woman will stand behind you, black man, if you just get it together and meet her even just halfway. That's all she ever asked, just meet me halfway. Thank you, James.
Well, you know something, I just want to say that, you know, again, I always ask us to be honest, and we're being honest. We have to use the experiences that we've had. And I'm going to use the term majority. The majority of African-American women are looking and desiring to be in a relationship with a strong African-American male. And most of those women want to be women. They embrace womanhood. And so they're looking to be a part of in a relationship that can have value and meaning that goes beyond just the two of them. And they want to be attractive, and they want to be girly girls, and they want to be treated as queens. So the stereotype is not negative when we say that they're strong, because I think strength is a positive characteristic in both men and women. And being strong does not take away from a woman's femininity. And so I think we need to be real about the fact that you can hold multiple traits without allowing one of them to be the dominant one that keeps you from being who you truly are. Kathy, what are your thoughts about a woman being able to be strong and feminine and girly girl all at the same time? Are you there, Kathy? Audrey, could you answer that question?
Well, tremendous Thursday to everyone, and I'm just coming in tail end, but I was just so pleased to hear how Dee was just rolling it down for the strength of the black woman, and that is so true. James, as it relates to what you said, I think you were very on point, at least from my perspective. It is our desire to seek a relationship with a strong young, well, I say young, but a strong black man that is capable of treating us with respect, love, and as his queen. But when it comes to how can you be feminine but yet the girly girl stuff, now I don't know if I can answer that, because I've never been a girly girl type. I don't know, that's just not my style. Now I've seen a lot of women, you know, and they are more in tune to their hair, the nails, the shoes, the purses matching, all that. And I mean, that's good, but that's not the most important thing for me. And I know that's attractive to men, but you don't have all women that are girly girls.
You know, I hear you talking, Andre, but I find you to be extremely fashionable and attractive when you step out in your outfit. And I know
you do. Now that is
true. Now, I don't know if you call that girly girl, but when you step out, you could be in any magazine that I know and hold your own. So, you know, you're trying to play down, but I'm going to go out there and let everybody know that you're on top of it. Now, you're trying to play it down, but the truth is what it is. So now you need to cut it out.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes people just don't want to let it be known, but I'm going to let it be known. You know, we all did our first 30 minutes real fast, like, and I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting on you. Yeah, there's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, talking about you loving me. Hey, baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of love, but some say I'm damn good. And if you think you can turn me out, maybe I'm worse than you, 'cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Well, here I am, baby, practice what you preach. Practice what you preach. Yeah, it's just you and me. So many things I can do to you, and so many ways I can please. Hey, 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 it's your move, yeah. Why don't you start turning down the light? Show me just what you can do. Hey, baby, I've had my share of lovers. Some of them were damn good. But if you think you can turn me out, then I just wish that you would. 'Cause you keep, oh, you just keep, now you just keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go. There's a lesson you wanna teach. Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. Is it?
Call in to the station or to the radio show, 657-383-0309. Call in and talk about the topics that we say that are going to impact our lives now and in the future. You know, it's one of the things that I truly believe and I think about as a man who is now 56 years of age, and I truly believe in people of color. I have a mad pride, respect, and appreciation for women of color, and I've always said to myself that I am the man that I am when I am around a attractive, beautiful black female who respects not only herself but respects me. And when I'm involved or close in those kinds of relationships, they allow me to be the best man I can be. And a lot of times there are a lot of stereotypes and stories and suggestions running around the country that black men are running away from the black woman, that we're not interested or care or love or consider or want to be in a relationship with a black female. And I think that's such the furthest thing from the truth. And a lot of it is just information being put out there to depress both men and women. You know, my circle of men that I know get up every day and go to work. The circle of men I know love their families. the circle of women I know get up every day and go to work, and they are still want their nails done, they want their hair done, they want to look good, and they are beautiful. And there is nothing more beautiful and attractive than an African-American woman. And her commitment to her education, her commitment to her willingness to learn and be strong and supportive of the man of her life, in her life, I think can stand up against anybody. And like all races, there are people who fall short. But I don't think that is the common rule for African-American women at all. And so I want to go on record as saying that the stereotypes of her being strong and her possibly being angry don't cast a shadow on her as a woman, but allows you to know that she has fight in her, she has strength in her, but she is willing to allow that strength to take a back seat if there is a strong man in her life, so that she doesn't have to allow that to be the dominant trait in her spirit. And so I have met a lot of women who allowed me to be the man in their lives when we were in a connection. And so, you know, when I look at Maxine Waters, I see a strong, beautiful black woman. I have to tell you, I'm not good at determining whether a woman has a wig on or she has extensions. I'm not one who can be able to look at that and tell. I don't know why. You know, a lot of people tell me that, you know, I don't have a good eye for those things. But when I have ever looked at a picture of Maxine Waters, I've always seen a woman who just glowed with her knowledge. And so Condoleezza Rice and all these other women that I've seen in these powerful positions were attractive women to me because they glowed with their womanhood, and being strong didn't take away from their femininity. And so to me, we really need to be proud of the women who stand tall, who are in leadership, and we need to recognize that there's nothing, we want to say to our black women, there's nothing wrong with being strong. There's nothing wrong with being willing and able to fight when the time is right. And so I just love the spirit of the African-American woman, and I want to always share with the world that I would have no other partner than her because of what she brings to the table. Cassie, are you with us right now? You know, and Dee, I remember hearing, you know, what you said about them. You'd be mad as hell too, and I recognize that. You know, I wish that we could instill in our young men, some of the young men, not all of them, but some of the young men who are running away from their birthright as men, who seemingly want to live a life where they are being supported and taken care of by these strong black women. But we have to raise our daughters to recognize that they should not take less than a strong black man and not cater or be willing to deny themselves of a strong black man by taking in and caring for a man who seems not ready to grasp hold of his birthright. What is your thought about that?
Well, James, I think that we got a lot of work to do, and I'm proud of that. We got a lot of restructuring to do, and I want to tell you that I'm up for the challenge, one of which is that, you know, for a woman to want to be the girly girl type or not, that's her right. I think where we as men come into play is that we have to do better at observing the rights of a woman or anybody else, but in particular your woman, to be what it is that she feels at said given time. My wife, my wife has four brothers, and she's the only girl. Now, without going into the mechanics of genetics and trying to explain all of that, at times she feels girly girl. At times she don't feel as girly girl as one may wish that his wife or girlfriend would. But in my experience as growing up in this world, I have learned to be appreciative and not try to be in control of everything. So the best thing that when it comes down to the art of restructuring, what I'm going to teach my boys is to don't be so hell-bent on trying to control everything around you, especially your wife or your girlfriend. Allow her to be the person that she is, in that you will be surprised of the doors that may open up for you, even in conversation. I think a lot of men made the mistake in having conversation with their significant other, especially if it's a female. And then when the female tends to open up to them, somewhere along the way in the relationship, the man may turn what the woman has said to him in confidence, turn it against her and use it against her. So there's a lot of restructuring to be done if we want to make and pick up and regain the grounds that we should be at as a society, so we can deal with the other oppositions, the stereotype and such, that's headed our way. So, yes, like you say, all the time, we got to be prepared and ready. And this is one of the things that we need to restructure and have a better attitude about. Thank you.
Well, certainly we're given a great example of the power and abilities of an African-American family and a man and a woman and how they can benefit one another when we were given Barack Obama and his family. When I go back and I look at them and recognize that here was a man who appreciated not only his wife, but his mother-in-law, that there was never seen to be any difficulty in this extended family because of his mother-in-law and his wife being strong women. And then he was able to raise two girls in a very positive way. I think that it shows that we all can have that what we wish to have within the nucleus of a male, a black male and black woman family nucleus. And that we don't have to fall in the trap of those who try to create the stereotype and suggest that there is a lack of success in that combination. You know, for years, white America has thought that all a black man wanted was an opportunity to be involved in a relationship with a white female. And I beg to differ that I think black men are very comfortable and satisfied with the value that black women bring to the table and appreciate the commitment and dedication that black women have to their families, to their children, and that she is not one to run away from her responsibility. And that's what we need to praise our women for. And again, there are a lot of women who have shown their commitment for their race of people. I go back to Condoleezza Rice, who was a Republican, but when the time came, she showed her willingness to support Barack Obama. She showed her willingness to support and encourage Bush to do the right thing by historical black colleges and by young African Americans. So despite her party affiliation, she was willing and dedicated to her people. And I've always seen her in a very positive light, and always seen Maxine Waters in a very positive light. So it's important that we recognize that most, I'm going to say most, and the majority of African-American men are very pleased and satisfied with what their women of color bring to the table and are committed to their black families. Do you have any list of African-American women you would like to share? I know that my list was a little limited, and I guess I should have thought about the list a little longer, that you know and recognize who are an example of strong African-American women who are committed to their people?
Well, I'm in modern times, and that, to me that means within the last, I guess, 50 years, I think at the top of the list, I would have to put Coretta Scott King. Before I go into the details, I like to say Coretta Scott King, Condoleezza Rice, Michelle Obama, Maxine Waters, definitely, because she takes a lot of fire, and she has for years, for being one of the ones that will continue to exemplify the premise behind the Civil Rights Act. She's very vocal in that way. I'm going to be somewhat limited, only because I don't know, but I'm sure there are a lot of. I want to give credence, escalate to the Fantastic Four. From my observation, they bring a lot to the conversation and your purpose on this radio show. I was thinking today how they are an elite selection of women that have the backbone to come on every day. And, you know, my point is that if we're going to gain the ground that we're looking to get back to where we need to be in our own community, we need persons like the Fantastic Four. They come on and they speak their mind, and they are very positive, and they're very very to the point. And so I really do appreciate them. So if you ask me that question, I got to put them in there also. And I'm going to be done with that right now.
Yeah, you know, it's just important for us to realize that we have a multitude of individuals who have stepped up to the plate and are willing and able to make sure that everyone understands that being an African-American woman is a very important part of the family unit, and that she brings a lot to the table and is able to act on her own and as well as a part of the family. So we just need to recognize, despite what some of the stereotypes might suggest, that she brings a bonding to the table that allows the unit to be strong. We're going to take another break and continue our conversation related to the importance of values and traits that African-American women bring to the table, and that the stereotypes are not true.
Drumming my pain with his fingers. Drumming my pain with his fingers. Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly. He sang.
James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Regina, thank you for coming on the air. We've been talking about women and what they bring to women of color bring to the table, and that there is nothing negative about them being strong, and that they have a right to be angry based on some of the things that African-American men may not be bringing to the table when they need to. But what are your thoughts about the types of strong African-American women that are out there doing things that need to be done and are showing a very positive example for other women? Dee and I came up with Condoleezza Rice and Maxine Waters, Michelle Obama. What are your selections for the modern-day African-American woman that is showing an example of outstanding traits and who are standing fast for African-Americans?
James, you're fabulous four. Each one of Go ahead.
Well, Dee just, you missed Dee because Dee just put y'all out on Front Street with that one. So I'm sorry you missed the kind words, but go ahead. Dee already said the Fantastic Four definitely were an example of that.
Yeah, because each person has his or her has her own personality, and within her community or within her circle, she is a strong person. And as you well are aware, has no problem with speaking what is on her mind. So it takes a very, very strong person to do that. And I don't know if you all saw what Dee Waters said, that she was not intimidated by anybody. Did you see that?
I did.
And
yes, ma'am.
My comment was, wow, she must have been eavesdropping on one of my meetings, because I sat in a meeting with two male administrators and a female administrator, and told them that I would not be bought or bossed or intimidated, and walked out with my job. Mm.
You go, girl.
Had my job. But it just angers me, you know, and I will say I'll fit the angry black woman's role, when others don't stand up for themselves and they wait and they wait and they wait for others, for them, what they have the capability of doing for themselves. And that's speaking up for themselves. So Maxine Waters, I mean, she is really my hero right about now.
And she should be all of our heroes, because she stands up for us as a race of people.
She's been fabulous. I cannot wait until I get the opportunity to meet her. I really want to meet her, because even in times such as this, she is saying, I will not be intimidated. That, I walked into my building with a big smile on my face that day.
Well, welcome, Joyce, and how are you doing this evening?
Hello. Hi, everyone. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Joyce, what would be some of your examples of strong African-American women that you think show the elegance and strength to be leaders and family women, and that women can be all things, even though African-American women can be all things, feminine as well as good wives, and still be strong?
Well, of course, you know, the number one person in that category would be First Lady Michelle Obama, who demonstrated that to the highest. I will put Holly Robinson Pete as a person that I've been admiring recently by watching her show as to what she does. You know, I really didn't know her, and I thought she was always a lightweight act. Oh, but this young lady, she got her head on straight, and she's a family person. She have a special need kid, but the way that she keep her composure, and she's a fighter for what is right, particularly with the head injuries with her husband, and now with their make humanizing her son's condition and bringing it to the forefront. So those two have the utmost respect for me.
And, you know, it is just important, as we piggyback on yesterday, that we be in a position to honor the women, honor all African-American women who are out there doing what they need to do to keep their family in the right place and who are representative of what a woman needs to be, even if she needs to show her strength from time to time. And that being a strong black woman is not a negative. That I want a woman to be to be feminine when need be, and be strong when need be, and be prepared to support me in whatever our dreams or efforts might be for the long run.
Exactly. That's true. Something to be said
Go ahead, Joyce.
I was just going to say, we just have a lot of soldiers, quiet soldiers that you don't know anything about. You have women that they're not in the forefront of the spotlight, but you have women, strong black women that does this day in and day out. That's who we are. That's what we do, you see. So it's just amazing. I would look to my mom for that. She's 98. She's who I am to this day. They have always raised us to stand up, and I fight you to the end. If it's something that I know that is right and you're not going to twist me, and I will take you all the way to the end. And, you know, I've been battling those situations for the last 4 years, and hopefully it's going to come to an end pretty soon. But, you know, the way that I look at it, I have nothing but time. It's a job, though.
Regina, let me ask you again, you know, I always come to you when it's related to schools. How do you instill that in these young girls coming up, that it's okay to be strong and still be a woman?
I just tell them to walk with their heads held high. Do not let these young men speak to them in any kind of way.
Exactly.
Be very strong with carrying yourself in a way that people will not come at you wrong.
That's a good point.
And, you know, and we need to instill to let them know that you're right. They don't have to go for anything. And they can't let anyone violate their space, that their space belongs to them, and that they have to create an invisible barrier around themselves to protect who they are and respect who they are and take that into adulthood with them so that they can be the strong individual person that they are truly meant to be. And we want that for all our children. Dee, you know that you still have young children, so it's important for males and females to realize and value each other and allow each other to grow into adulthood in a way that they can have a meaningful place in society.
You know, I think that our conversation on yesterday, I think that we're in a position to where we need to be more preemptive minded. And what I mean by that is that there's an opportunity again for us as the black community to make sure this time to make sure that our kids growing up and our young people growing up obtain the self-esteem that they're going to need for the battle that's ahead of them. Let's not kid ourselves in thinking that there's a oppositional front that's going to test their character, that's going to test their willingness to hold their composure, as Joyce said yesterday. They're going to be tested in every walk, going to the store, going to the restaurant, anytime that you in the company of other persons of another ethnicity, you're going to be tested. So my mother goes at the top of that list. I didn't mention her earlier because there were some others that I wanted to be sure and mention, and I did mention the Fantastic Four because you all are very high on my list. But my mother was one that would always say, don't worry about what they say about you. It doesn't matter what they say about you. And I think that there's a lot to be learned in that, especially with the social media being as prevalent as it is, and everybody want to protect their feelings. In my mind's eye, this is a time of restructuring. And so to make sure that our kids come into this world of adulthood with a strong self-esteem, I think it should be high on the priority list. Thank you.
You know, it's so important for us to recognize that we have to fight battles on all fronts and be prepared to do what's not only best for us as adults, but do what's best for our children coming up and emulate what it is that we want them to inspire to be. We have to make sure we be as supportive as we can and eliminate all the negative things that are going on throughout our society that might hinder them from being the persons that they ought to be. I'm very concerned for the young people in Chicago, in Baltimore, in Philadelphia, in D.C., and throughout our nation, where somehow they are not valued the way they should be, and they're dealing with a lot of obstacles that are taking them out of the game for too young. And so it's important for shows like mine to help those young people to recognize and help their parents to recognize that we have to save these kids. These kids are the Condoleezza Rices, the Maxine Waters, the Fantastic Fours of our generation, of the next generation, and we cannot afford for their blood to be spilled in the streets. So we got to do everything we can to allow them to reach their maximal potential. And we can't sit back and enjoy where we've gotten to and how we're helping our immediate family. We need to step beyond ourselves and help create an environment that allows all young people to become the women, young women to become the women that they are and the women they can be to the maximum of their abilities. And we need to share with them that these stereotypes that suggest to them that they are not treasures is wrong. Yes, African-American women have rhythm. Yes, African-American women have curves. But, Joyce, they can be proud of all of those things and still be A students and still inspire to be great leaders.
That's true. I don't have what you just – I don't have the curves and I don't have that. I was always told that I'm a sister – but I didn't have all those features when I was born. But then, too, you get the other end of that where they buying those features. Do you understand? Well, they want to be you. And here we are. We need to be proud of who we are, and we need to walk with it with grace. You need to flaunt it, who you are. Don't be afraid to tell who you are, and you got to walk it. And when you walk into a room, you have the personality where the glow can be just on you, where it can just stop everything, just downright chills. A beautiful black woman, and beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, is all in the way that she carries herself, very ladylike, very gracefully. And when you open your mouth, it should portray additional as to who you are. You cannot accept anything less, and that's what we have to start doing as and telling all young people. You got to make them feel good about who they are. They got to represent. You know, you represent. And I've always told my son and whoever, this is your blueprint of who you are. Your family is your blueprint. There's not a stain on that name, and you make sure that it stays that way. So we have to instill this in our kids, let them know how important they are. You are somebody. We got to communicate with them. I think we're going to shut down as far as the communication, because it used to be we had no problem in communicating and in enticing our kids and encourage them to be the best that they can be. We got to kind of go back to that. And I think we're on a good trail with we looked at our first lady, and they showed us, hey, you can do it. You can be there. You can be a Michelle in a Barack. It's there. It's in the just for the taking.
You're so right. I'm going to take a final break, and we're going to come back and give our final thoughts for today. This is James C. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Regina, what is your final word for today? Oh, Regina, let me ask, how is the protest going, or how is the trip? Can you tell me a little bit about the trip that the group took from South Carolina to D.C.? Are you there, Regina? All right, Joyce, what is your final word for today?
My final word is that we just have to keep pushing forward. We got to keep encouraging our young people. We got to let them know just how special they are. They are chosen special people, really.
And we got to make them believe that, because if you can believe it, you can exceed. You know, you got it. Got to be a mindset. So that's my special word for today.
Yeah, Joyce, it is so important that we plant the seed in as many minds as we can, so that we can overcome these small obstacles that people are putting in our way. We have to recognize that our lives depend on it, and our future depends on it. And we truly cannot waste not one valuable treasure that exists in our people. You know, we don't have the ability to waste a lot of lives because we're in short supply. So we need each and every one of our young people to come out on the other end and take advantage of whatever gift their God has given them, and making sure that that gift is benefiting as many people as possible. And so we can't continue to allow people to spill the blood of African Americans in our streets without there being a lot of protest about those lives being lost. And we need families to step up and save their sons. If you know your son has some mental issues, or is involved in a deadly relationship or a deadly friendship, we need to seek to intervene before those lives are lost. And certainly, we cannot afford to let one African American male not reach his the capacity of his God-given gift. And so I'm just saying to all of you out there, we have to, those of you who will download the show or listen to the show later, we have to devise a plan that will save both our young girls and our young men from the threats that are out there before them. And the first threat we need to work on is the one that is themselves. We have to save our girls from these toxic relationships they get involved in. I have to tell you, in Orlando, we have been inundated with domestic violence that has taken the lives of women, taken the lives of their children, taken the lives of their fathers and their sons and their mothers. We have to put an end to this. It is no longer acceptable for African Americans to let violent behavior end the lives of people who have the right to live as long as their creator wants them to. And I have to tell you, and I want to go on record, you know, I'm not a biblical scholar, but I just believe that every time a life is lost, it is not lost because God said it's your time. I am vividly against that, and maybe we need to talk about that sometime, but I just don't believe that every time a woman's life is ended, that was her time. Somebody should have intervened in that young man's life to help him understand that he does not own that woman. And we have to stop giving the people a way out. I think saying that to too many people is their way out of believing that what happened was meant to happen. Every person that dies wasn't meant to die. They made a bad choice. And so we need to talk about that one night, because I think they're just, you know, I don't know how I got off on that subject, but there's just too many people out there who believe that when people leave this earth, that somehow that was their time to leave, and don't give any credit to the fact that there's some people out there ending lives that should have been saved by other individuals by helping their sick sons or their sick daughters, or intervening in people's lives so that they would not have picked up those guns or picked up those drugs and those kind of things. A lot of people's lives are being saved when families intervene in the lives of their young people and seek to find solutions other than gun violence and other than and getting high. So, you know, I know already that's going to be a topic that we have to have, because I know people who want me to believe every time somebody stopped breathing, that was God's intent for them to stop breathing that day, and I refuse to believe that. We don't have very much time. Joyce, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I agree with you 100%. My thing is that we got to show our females respect, and our men going to have to treat them like they're jewels because they are queens, you see. I just have to share something. When my husband married me, my dad had told him, let me tell you something. He said, you know, I've never hit a mom. I never cussed a mom. And he said, if you guys get angry with each other, he said, if you feel like you can't get along with her, just send her on back home to me. That's a Southern man talking to him. And then, you know, and he said, okay, Mr. Lewis, but I chose a man who was similar to my dad in the way that he treated my mom. And it's got to be the utmost respect. I would not take, I tolerate anything less. And our young ladies will have to have that train and that mindset. And our young men, they need to step it up and show how to treat a young lady. And that's where the guys need to show them. You know, a lot of times these kids, like Dee said the other day, you know, they come from single family homes, so they don't know how. And they learning everything they know from the street. So we have to try to preserve that every chance we get, and just to show them, particularly if they come from single family, spend some time with them, do some talking to them, find out where their heads are, ask them a lot of questions, ask them what they think about this, put them in situations, and in this way you can really know what they think. We got to start knowing what they think and what's on their mind.
And let them know that they're too valuable to give their lives away, and that nobody is so important that you need to be able to walk away from anybody. You need to be able to, no matter how much you love your mom, you need to be able to walk away from her. And no matter how your dad, you need to be able to walk away from her. If they're toxic to you and they're making you think things that you think are ugly and you shouldn't do, then you need to walk away from them. But you cannot stay in a toxic environment and let that environment do something to you that you may end the life of somebody else or destroy yourself. You have to be willing and able to get away from toxic environments. Regina, are you there? All right. Well, I thank you, Joyce, and I thank all of you who called in, and I appreciate you all being a part of the show. And I just want you all to know that without your support, we wouldn't have this show. And I want people to be willing and able to call in to 657-383-0309 so that your voice can be heard loud and clear. It is the opportunity for us to stand up and be counted, and this is what we need to do. I look forward to being a part of your show and making sure that we are able to have our voices heard. This is James T.D. Shay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Network.
Can't be without. Ain't for you.
And if you got it deep in your heart, and deep down you know that.